Hello.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm calling from the Inn. Am I speaking with Jim?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling about, looks like you have reservation for January 5th through the 8th for two rooms.
Correct.
And I was just calling to let you know, it looks like we actually overbooked the hotel that day. So we're going to have to cancel your reservation.
Well, lovely. They told me they had vacancies.
Well, we did, but it looks like at the time, looks like somebody else was booking that room at the exact same time they booked yours, and so it looks like they were double booked.
Okay.
So we're going to have to cancel that. Did you want to try to rebook for another day?
No, I need those days.
Okay, yeah, so we're going to have to cancel that reservation then. I'm sorry about that. The other guest who's staying here is actually a celebrity, and so we had to give them priority over your reservation.
So celebrity preference over just any customer?
Yes, that is correct. That's our corporate policy. Because the celebrities,
well,
they pay more
that
money.
Pretty much, that sucks. That's pretty sad that y'all do that. It sure has a representation of Holiday Inn, then, if that's the case. Everyone else has to stay somewhere just as well as a celebrity.
Yeah, well, I mean, the celebrities, they pay more money per room. So, I mean, we have to, just good business for us to, book the room with whoever pays us more.
Good for you. Maybe one of these days, whenever y'all are needing to book them, and there's no celebrities, these people like me won't want to stay with you.
No, it's okay. There's a lot of people that, will just show up. And, I mean, we get enough business that if we turn a couple customers away, it's not a big deal.
So you really don't care then?
Well, I mean, I'm just following the corporate, rules. I mean, they just give me orders and I got to follow them.
So I'm just the unlucky one that gets bumped.
And, I mean, the other thing is, we're trying to make our hotel more of an up-class hotel. And, sir, when we did a background check, it looks like you're a hobo. And we don't want hobos in our hotel. This is a hobo free zone.
What did you just say?
I said you're a hobo.
Listen here, you worthless bastard. I got enough money to pay for that freaking hotel. I'm way far away from being a hobo. I'm a successful businessman that lives in New Mexico, worked in law enforcement for half of my career, and you call me a hobo?
How big is the box that you live in? Is it a refrigerator box or a big screen TV box?
Mister, I am not a hobo.
Well, according to our files, you are, sir.
What files?
We have a file on
anybody.
Over,
you
yeah.
can call the frickin' mayor and he'll tell you I'm a successful businessman. You can call the frickin' governor and she will tell you that she personally knows me as a businessman in New Mexico.
Well, our computer says you're a hobo, and the computer doesn't lie.